Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. Brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got to slip up your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same chick you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got to slip up your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Second here, give me a second. Put my headphones on. Let me see. Testing. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to play one more song. Bear with me here. You know, I'm running a little late as usual. I just came in from fishing. Had to jump. You know, Dre, my man, I'm the cleanest podcaster in the world and the land. I gotta jump in the shower and get dressed and put on cologne and all that. Just to do a podcast, but I still need about 3 more minutes to get right here. Then we're going to start the show, everybody. Just give me 1 minute. We need one more. We need one more song. My headphones ain't working. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, it's always something. How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. We got a hell of a podcast in store for everybody tonight. You know how it is. You know how it's going to be. Don't doubt it for a minute. We with the bullshit for 2 hours. We with it. Some people not with it, but we with it. All right, I'm going to play this quick song, and then we're going to come right back. I'm trying to get, I know what I'm going to do. Pardon self. Let's do this. Everybody get your coffee, your juice, or whatever you drink, and let's get ready for the show. 1 second. Okay, I'm back here. We're getting ready. I had to queue up, so I'm sorry about this. Shit happens. Everybody know that. Shit happens. But like I said, pardon, so how could I even start a show without sending the condolences out to the queen of rock and roll, who passed away yesterday, unfortunately, 83 years old, Tina Turner, Anna Mae, Boulard. So what we're going to do, we're going to play one of her records, and I'm going to get everything back straight, and then we're going to get on with the get on, because I'm with the bullshit tonight. Everybody stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You must understand, the touch of your hand makes my thoughts react. That it's only the thrill for me, girl, I possess the fact. It's physical. You must try to ignore that and be more than that. Love, love, got to do this. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? They see you and I'm acting confused when you're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace, I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
What's love but a
Hail to the queen. And believe it or not, she is the queen. Tina Turner. A little bit before my time, but she is the queen, regardless of nothing. I can't hear myself because my headphones are not working. So if something happened and you can't hear me, somebody shoot me a text. But give me a second. I'm trying to get these headphones to work. I use headphones when I'm doing this show, if I could hear how I'm sounding coming out though, because it's crazy just talking into a phone, and you can't really hear your voice. All right, I think I got it. Wait a minute. Testing. Oh no, I moved it. Well, anyway, we're going to get it right tonight. We'll get it right in a minute. Where do we start? Thank you for everybody who tuning in, everybody on the phone lines. It was okay to play another song, too. That give a couple people, you know, sometimes, you know, on black people time, people be running late, you know what I mean? And it gives people. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Miles. You know, it gives people time to tune in, you know, on black people time. This was a good week. This was a pretty good week. I'm not going to lie. You know, after hearing about the bad news about my brother 2 weeks ago, last week, you know, and then another close friend of mine was placed on hospice. So it was, you know, it was like a pretty down last 2 weeks, but this week was a little bit better, you know, until I came home today, and then I had a letter from some attorney general or somewhere requesting me to come somewhere in Trenton or something, Mercer County, to testify against somebody. I don't know what the letter is about. I don't know who it's about. I don't know what it's for. I don't even know. All it said is I'm being subpoenaed to court to provide evidence for the attorney general against somebody or something. Or I called about 4 or 5 numbers. I gave up. I said I'll call back on Tuesday and find out what it is. Something I don't know. Attorney general in Mercer County want me. You know, they subpoenaing me to come and testify against. I don't even know against what. But anyway, the good news is I'm not a plaintiff and I'm not a defendant. So that's the good news. They just want me to, I guess, help them. So you know about that. I'm not helping nobody do shit because I ain't no snitch. And even if I was one, I still wasn't helping them. I don't know nothing. I ain't see nothing. I ain't hear nothing. I plead the fifth on grounds that I might incriminate myself. So I guess it's just a waste of time. But we'll see. I'll keep you updated on it. Because right now, as of right now, like I said, I don't know what it is. It's just a letter when I was subpoenaed to come to some grand jury in Mercer County in Trenton. I called the lady. I said, I'm from Passaic County. I don't know nothing about Mercer County. Maybe they got the wrong. If it's me, I don't got no money. I don't got no transportation. Put me in a hotel overnight, and I'll come and I'll help you out best I could. I get a good night in a hotel out of it, and a good dinner. And let's see what I get out of that. Okay, today is Facebook night because I was very surprised that I didn't have any topics in my mind. Like, I usually get topics emailed in to me or text to me, but for some unforeseen reason, I didn't have any this week, or I didn't see them, or I accidentally deleted them. So I posted on my Facebook page if anybody had any good relationship topics. You know, I got a private group on there for the podcast, and I got a personal page. And I was bombarded with for the show tonight. So I said, you know what? This show is dedicated to all my Facebook friends. All my Facebook friends, you know, who came through for me when I needed topics, you know, for the show. And trust me, it's a lot of them. So I'm not going to go and pick any out randomly. I'm just going to go down the line. And if we see something good, we'll deal with it. If it's good, we'll deal with it. If it's not, we'll just keep going to the next one. You know, on this show, a lot of people forward to my show for the first donation came in. Thank you, cuz. I didn't even get to that. I didn't even get to that yet, but I will get to it in a minute. But thank you. When I get donations, that really do something to me. No, I don't want to lose train of thought. So let's get back to what I was talking about. A lot of people listen to podcasts for a lot of different reasons. Some people search and they look for podcasts about music because they want to hear music. People listen to podcasts, you know, about politics and about fitness. Witchcraft. Yoga, meditation, Buddhism. I mean, many people listen to podcasts for different reasons. Now, a lot of people will want you to think that you listen to the Keeping It Real podcast because you're listening to bullshit, mumble jumbo, bourgeois bullshit. But see, those are the outsiders who they don't really know what go on my show. Because the people that tune in every week, the people that support me, the people out there in the links that's listening on the links, they understand. I was talking to Miles one day, and I didn't even tell him, but he made me feel so good because he was like, "Yo, keep doing what you're doing." He's like, "Yo, I love your show. Your show is where, you know, where people come and they let loose and they can say what they want to say and they can do what they want to do." And that's the whole purpose of my podcast. My podcast is where you want to come here, and if you want to talk about sex, we could talk about sex. Okay, I got you. If you want to talk about divorce, being a swinger, threesomes, Greek love, the black kiss, pagan, whatever you want to talk about on here, you could come and talk about. That's what my show is about. Let your hair down. Kick your shoes off. Put your big drawers on. And come in here and talk about what you want to talk about. Because believe it or not, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. And I'm going to say what I want to say, regardless to what anybody believe and what anybody thinks. Okay, I got you. You are. My show. I'm speaking for anybody. And if you could weather the storm and you could deal with the conversation, and you could deal with the debate sometime to get kind of heavy and heated, and if you could deal with the profanity and you could deal with the language that we use, then, you know, I'm doing this show for people from 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. I ain't discriminating against anybody. And I'm with, like I said earlier, I'm with the bullshit. Regardless to whoever ain't with it, on this show, I'm with the bullshit. Yes, I am. I'm going to come here, and I'm going to told you a million times, a fool, I'm an intelligent person can act like a fool, but a fool can't act like an intelligent person. I had a couple of people telling me, don't drink tonight. I'm drinking and smoking, not yet. But if I feel like it, it's right in front of me, if I feel like it, I'm doing it. If I don't, I won't. It got me this far. And we're going to keep going straight ahead. I don't want to forget. I got two hosts for the evening. Pastor Ruben, you know, he's been my host for a little over a month now. Pastor Ruben out of, South Carolina, I think. Yeah, South Carolina. And my nephew, O. He came on last week and did a good job, and I brought him back this week to help me co-host. I'll bring y'all in a minute, gentlemen. Just bear with me. Let me get this off my chest. On my introduction. So what we're going to do, we're going to go through all the topics that people sent in on Facebook. But also what I want to do, but I'm going to wait, when I bring the pastor in, we'll talk a little bit more about it. My sister want me to call her. Okay. When we get a little bit more, I want the pastor to say a prayer, because it's a lot of sick people out here right now. A lot of sick people passing away, and all of us, we above ground. So you got to be lucky. Not lucky. I don't want to use that word. Blessed. We blessed to be above ground. And you got to make every day count. You got to live every day like it's your last day. Trust me. Because tomorrow, call my sister to the show. Tomorrow's not promised to anybody. You know what I mean? I know people going through some hard times right now. Somebody close to me, dealing with that chemo thing. And they really having a hard time. Matter of fact, I know two people going through it. And that's not it. I know people going through mental distress. There's so much going on. People losing their life. People, innocent gangbangers, shooting and hitting innocent people. And I just want everybody to know that here on the Keeping It Real podcast, we acknowledge stuff like that. So you know what I mean? When we come on this show, we send our condolences to everybody. I just took my first shot. Cheers. So I just want everybody to... I just want us all on the same page. That's it. You know, we come here, we have a good time, and we just take it from there. You know what I mean? That's the best way we can look at it. We come on this show and we have a good time. I want to bring in my two co-hosts, and then I'll come back and then I'll make another announcement, and then we'll start the show up a little bit. Let me see if I got them on here. 9794, who this be?
Yes, sir. What up?
This nephew O?
Nephew O in the house. Yes, sir.
What's going on? What's going on?
Man, I can't call it, man. Just chilling like a villain, man. I done switched it up tonight.
What you switch it up to? What you doing?
Got me some chicken wings and some whiskey.
You know I wanted some chicken bad as hell, but I just got it. I didn't have time to stop and get no wings. So I just
got some turkey
and cheese
sandwich. Got some. Yeah, sorry to hear that. But I got a lemon pepper hot, you know, with the blue cheese on the side. Shit me.
Where you get it from? Wingstop?
Nah. I got it from this spot called Labrinsky's in Charlotte.
Oh, that's right. You down in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Other than that, you all right?
Yeah, man. Great week. Happy to be alive, man. Happy to be here to tell it.
Okay.
I heard about your jury duty situation, too. I'll tell you how to get out of that.
No, that's not jury duty.
You said jury.
That's
you got called to do
jury.
Some type of jury duty, man.
That's grand jury. Grand
it's
jury.
It's the same damn difference. You know how to get out of that, right?
Yeah, no, this is something criminal.
Yeah, I know. But at the end of the day, if you don't want to do it, just tell them that, you know, that you believe everybody guilty no matter if they're innocent. They're seeing your ass on the first bus cooking.
No. You're not getting me. They saying that I'm subpoenaed to come, and if I don't come, it'll be a warrant put out because they want me to testify.
Yeah, you can go.
Somebody.
Oh, they want you to testify. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not grand jury.
Okay, I caught the tail end of that. Then my bad.
Yeah, this not grand jury. Yeah, so it don't matter what it is. I'm not feeding into that.
Mm-hmm.
At all, you know what I mean? So I looked at it and I'll take it from there, you know.
Gotcha.
But you know, it's just another day in the bullshit. Stay with me. Let me
Word.
Let me see what the pastor doing. Raising the number. Pastor Ruben.
I
want
to send a quick shout out to all the new listeners that's on the line tonight.
Oh yeah, I was gonna get to that too. We got some new listeners on here. I do too. That's what it's all about. We got some people from PA tuning in tonight. Pastor Ruben, you here?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How you all doing tonight?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thank you. Last week. You played hooky last week.
He had a size four, wasn't it?
Huh?
Oh, here you go.
He had a size four.
No, he had a size 12. You was busy last week, Anna? Pastor, you was busy?
No, sir. I wasn't feeling well last week.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you doing better now? You feeling better?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what's up. I was talking
glad to have
to
you tonight,
earlier.
Pastor.
I was talking
Thank
to the pastor earlier, and he told me when he was in high school, he had a size 16 ring finger and a size 13 and a half shoe size and 6 foot tall. I think that's a lady's dream right there. That might be a woman's dream. I'm thinking that. I'm trying to find
Could
some
be.
Of these topics up here, but it's not coming out right. I'm trying to find. I'm gonna have to take my phone down. Everything is going wrong tonight. Just hold on one second. Let's see.
All right.
I got to hold my phone in my hand. Let's do it like this. Oh, wow.
Hey, Pastor, next time I come to your church and they give me that fake wine, I'm gonna spike it up. I'm gonna have my stash in my coat pocket. Everybody gonna catch my Holy Ghost that day.
Taking a bathroom break, huh?
Definitely. Number 7.
People got some serious topics they wanted me to talk about. Like somebody wanted me to talk about when facing sickness and health, is love even in marriage, is it truly unconditional? So I guess what she's saying is, well, I had a brother, my oldest brother that passed away, his kidneys stopped working when he was in his 20s. And he had a girlfriend, and she stayed with him until he died in his 40s. So I would think that would be unconditional love. I guess what she's saying is, is that possible for people to have unconditional love, or what they call that, through sickness and
health.
Uh-huh. And through sickness and health, is that possible? What you think, O? Well, O, you might be dealing with something like that, right? Did you have a woman before your accident?
Did I have a what?
Did you have a woman before your accident?
Yeah, I did.
All right, how did that relationship go?
It depends on which one you're talking about.
Well, shit, flip a coin. Shit. Or what? What was the odd? Like,
yeah, I did.
Five of them stayed, and three of them left.
Nah, my main, they didn't stay. They, you know what I'm saying? They left. Unfortunately.
Okay, see, now that's a good point right there. So your main, you said you had a couple of females. But
yes,
your main
I was traveling
woman,
all 50 states.
All right, so but your main woman when you had your accident and you was injured, she didn't stay.
Nah, she stayed for a little bit. But once she realized what had happened, you know, she darted on me. Left like a fish on a rainy day.
So then that's not unconditional love.
No. Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about that?
I mean, I just kind of licked my wounds, man, and just picked my face up and just went about my business. I mean, it hurt. You know, it didn't feel good. It wasn't a pleasant feeling. You know, it was like a dagger that got stuck in me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, eventually I pulled that dagger out and sewed my wound back up and kept on moving. I ain't miss a beat a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know, I looked at it, that was her loss.
Have you heard from her? You're not in contact with her at all?
Nah, we don't speak currently, no. Mm-hmm.
Now that's some shit. You in a relationship with somebody, and then the other person get hurt or sick, and then you leave.
Now they went through the motion. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you about that. They went through the motion and came down back and forth to the hospital because they lived in Rhode Island, and they were flying down here, even helped me come down and pack up all my stuff and make sure I was good. But it's like as soon as they sent me off, you know, she went missing with the wind. Broke my little heart.
Wow. See, yeah, at least you're keeping it real. How about you, Pastor?
No, I didn't have a girlfriend when I got sick. But I've experienced a lot of rejection since I've been sick. And I think that hurts as well. But you have family members that would do like that too. Some family members will leave you alone too, and friends.
Mm-hmm.
You're not able to do what they do or that your youth can do, they'll leave you high and dry as well. So yes,
yeah,
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, the pastor Ruben, he lost his eyesight. How many years ago?
2006. What's that?
2006. He lost his eyesight,
yeah.
And my nephew O, he lost his eyesight in a trucking accident. What year was that, O?
2021, during the pandemic.
2021. Lost his sight,
mm-hmm,
in 2021.
Yeah.
And New Year's?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, I lost my sight the day before DMX died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I heard about DMX. I remember hearing about it on the radio, and that was the only thing that I actually cried about the whole time I was in the hospital. Because that was somebody that I related to. You know, we got very similar backgrounds and childhoods and stuff. So, you know, when I heard that, you know, that did something to me.
Wow. Relationships is we was talking about that on my sister's show a little bit last night. We was talking about relationships because in life, put it like this. Somebody got some feedback on their phone. Is that your phone, Pastor?
Yeah, I'm
feedback?
It probably is. I'm sorry. No, sir. On
that's
I'm
it.
Off now.
It's okay. I was thinking about something when I was in the shower, and I was thinking about something before the before I came on the air, and I was thinking about my life, and I was saying, I was thinking about it because, say this, let's draw it up like this. Maybe like a week or two ago, I met a young lady about a week or two ago. And you know, you meet people and you know I mean, like you conversate or you talk, you know. And it don't have to be like you met somebody, you know, I'm looking for a husband or I'm looking for a wife. No, I mean, you meet people because you in a world. Men meet women. Women meet men. That's what you do. But then sometimes, and then you meet people, and then, you know, you're like, wow. And this ain't only the first time, but I'm just using this for example. And then you meet somebody sometime, and then you say, wow. You know, you might say to your mind, this person, you know, this person is down to earth, or this is an amazing person, or this is a unique person, or you might say, like, this somebody that, you know, this somebody I might want to get to know. And like I said, we're not talking about relationships and strings attached. We're just talking about meeting somebody. And then I thought in my mind, I thought about, imagine all the people, including me, because I was in an 8-year relationship from 2009 to 2009, I think, to 2017, something like that. Yeah, 9, 8 or 9, whatever. And I thought about something, and I said, imagine how many people out here that's in relationships that's not going nowhere, and you give somebody 5 years of your life. You give somebody 10 years of your life. You give somebody 15 years of your life. and you know the relationship not going anywhere, and you know you being cheated, and you know the relationship is killing you inside slowly, day by day, minute by minute, second by second, and you know somebody is taking advantage of you, and they using you, and they abusing you, and they and you know, and you just sticking in, and you staying in there, and then one day turn into a month, and then a month turn into a year, and then the time just keep going by and by and by. Imagine all the people that you miss out on meeting in the world because you was given all your time to somebody that's moving around. Just mute your phone while I'm talking. Just mute your phone. That's it. I don't know if you're cooking or whatever. But I thought about that in my mind. Like, sometimes we in relationships and we give people so many years of our life. And all them years that you give people is years that you could have met somebody else who might have been meant for you. Or not even meant for you. You could have just met somebody who could have made your day better, could have made your month better, could have made your life better. I met somebody a couple of months ago, and believe it or not, sometimes you meet people in the world, and I think God put people in your world. God put people in your life at certain times for certain reasons. And it might have been just the person that you needed to give you a boost in life, to pat you on the back, or just to lend an ear to listen to you vent and say what you wanted to say or get off of your chest. But imagine if you was in that a relationship with that person and the relationship that wasn't going anywhere. Then you would have never had the opportunity to meet that person. We waste too much time wasting our life with people that we know don't have no good intentions for us, don't really love us, and don't give a damn about your feelings.
That's why you say your famous quote. Your famous quote, right?
Oh yeah, everybody know I'm AKA I'm Mr. Fuck Love. You know, I'm Fuck Love. That's how I am. I don't want to know nothing about love. I don't need nobody telling me they love me. I'm not telling nobody I love them. And it's not in no, and this, and I'm not saying this in a harsh, demeaning way. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is, I'm not giving nobody my heart. I'm keeping my heart in my chest. Because the heart you save, break or save might be your own. But I don't got nothing against people who are falling in love and want love and searching for love or in love. I don't got nothing against that. I just don't want it. I'm at the time in my life where I want, if I'm with somebody or something like that, we got agreement. I agree to do this. You agree to do that. You agree to do this. I agree to do that. That's what I'm into. I'm into agreements right now. I'm not into titles and labels and labels and titles. I don't need all that. You got people out here, and don't get me wrong, marriage, when marriage is right, marriage is beautiful. When it's right, it's beautiful enough.
Somebody got the munchies, man. I'm hearing a lot of rumbling.
That got to be Pastor Ruben, because we the only three that's live. What you cooking over there? What's going on?
Yo.
No, cooking, I don't. What you doing?
No, it's not me.
You in the kitchen? If that ain't me, because I'm not moving. That got to be Odin.
Nah, son. Chicken wings don't make that
nobody
money,
else is, nobody else is live but us three. Somebody moving around.
Find somebody.
But anyway,
washing dishes or cooking or something.
Let's go to the phone line because I could talk or I'll talk all night. I'll talk all day. Let's see who out there. Let me see some.
Alexa, stop.
Miles, did you press one, Miles?
What's up, Jay?
What's the dilly, yo?
Ain't nothing. Just checking everything. Hey, oh, stop now. You ain't no damn chicken wings.
Yo, why you hating, man?
Let me talk about you got something to eat. You can't even spell eat. What's up, my dog? How you doing?
I'm chilling.
How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm good. You know, last week when you wasn't on, that was a blessing because the stuff we was hearing, God don't want to hear that, man.
Oh,
you don't want
goodness
to hear it.
That's what we call him, the kettle black.
You need to bless that whole show last week.
He's going to hear it in a minute once we get heated up. We just starting off slow tonight. We taking it easy tonight.
So, Jay, you finally caught the last three fish before you left?
I caught some catfish, man.
Yeah, I'm saying you said you're going to catch a couple more before you leave. Did you get them?
Yeah, I stayed a little bit longer. I was late getting here for the show. Yeah, because the fish was biting. You know, I'm a fisherman.
I know that's right.
Yes, I am. Hold on, Miles. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to keep your line open, Miles, all right?
Gotcha.
All right, let me see. Let's go to the phone lines. 4345, you live.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. How are y'all?
Great.
How you doing?
Who are we speaking to?
My name is Sarah.
Okay, how you doing, Sarah?
All right, don't mind my voice. I'm just getting over a little cold. But to kind of go back to your conversation that you just had about not giving out your heart. After being hurt so many times, I can see why you wouldn't want to give that out. But
right,
there is a chance down the road in life that you just might find the right person. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It could be 10 years. Don't be afraid to give it out.
See, that's the thing right there. Right there, what you just said. Don't be – oh, first of all, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
This is your first time
calling?
You a first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay. PA in the house. All right, I like that. We taking over states, one state at a time. So, I mean, that was addressed to me, so I'll answer that for you. It ain't the point of, to me, whether, you know, don't be afraid to give your heart out because, suppose if you say don't be afraid to give your heart out, and then you give your heart out, and then you get hurt, right? Hurt, and then you wait another couple of years, and then you don't be afraid, and you give your heart out again, and you get hurt, and then you wait a couple of more years, then you get your heart out, and then you get hurt again. How many times can you get hurt before you say fuck love? You know what I'm saying? How many times, or should you just search for love your whole life and make that your life goal to find? I mean, you know, Is that your life goal, to find love? Is that your life goal? If it is, it's okay. I'm just asking a question. Is that your goal in life?
I'm not even sure if I would say that that's my life goal, is to find love. I guess it's just to be treated same way, you know, to me as well.
Because if you keep getting hurt that many.
I'm going to be honest. I've had my heart shattered a lot of times. But I'm also learning that before I can really give my heart out to somebody, I have to really love myself. And I've never, ever done that. I have to love myself, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And like you also said about the relationship. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your nationality?
I am white.
You white?
Yes,
okay.
I'm mixed with a couple different things. Russian, Irish, Scottish, Indian, Pennsylvania Dutch.
Okay. So you like black men?
As my mom always said, Heinz 57.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
What'd she say?
Heinz 57. Heinz. I'm a mutt. I'm a mix of everything.
No, I said,
well, I'm an
like
A1 type of guy.
Heinz.
You like black men?
57.
You like black
men?
To be honest, it's not even so much about the race. Like, to be honest, I haven't been with a white guy since 2012, and I am completely turned off by white men now. My children, two of them are mixed, but it's not about the skin color. It's about what the person brings, their personality, how they treat me, how they respect me, how they care about me, so that I can return that in the same way. Looks have really never, ever been a set. It's about the person's soul that I call them.
You sound like you like black men.
I do. To be honest, I find
them very
Japanese.
I know the sound. I know the voice. I know that's that jungle fever voice. No, I'm just
oh, I got it. I got it, baby.
Oh, you got jungle fever. Okay.
But she do have a point that when you...
I got it. Go ahead, Pat.
You do have a point that when you get hurt a lot of times, you know, you want to find a good love, but you got to be careful how you go about it the third, fourth time around, because you want to make sure
you're
going to get an asshole
again. I said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cause like, now if you said you like four or five times straight time, you've been picking out the bad women.
I'm going to be honest with you. Is it Miles? Is that your name?
Yes.
Well, I guess that's his name.
Okay. Now, I don't want to say that just to throw love out there freely. You also have to be careful on how you do it.
Exactly.
Okay? I was with a guy that married for almost 11 years. And we separated because there were certain things that I couldn't tolerate no more. I basically put it out there that what if I did the same exact thing that he did? He said he would have left me a long time ago. So I asked for a divorce. Then shortly after, I found somebody. And it didn't work out well, but in the beginning of our relationship, he was ready to already say, I love you. Now, me, when I say I love you to somebody, I really mean it. This person, we dated for almost a year. I could not say that to that person. You have to be careful on who you give it to. Because not everybody, how do I want to put it? Not everybody deserves your love.
One thing about getting hurt, that stuff, when you get your heart hurt, it do hurt.
Oh, it does.
That pain hurt. You be like, I don't want to go through that again. Then you got to be careful because it's true. You never give up on love, to be honest with you. Never give up on it, but you got to be cautious about when you're going out there and run into it, because it could hurt like hell, though. You got
well,
some
love.
You got some people out there. Some people get hurt from love, man. They commit suicide.
Love will make you suicidal. What you said your name was?
We don't want that.
What you said your name was?
Sarah? My name is Sarah.
Oh, don't be remembering Miles' name now by his voice now. Don't be doing that. I'm hating over here now. Don't be remembering Miles' name by his voice now. This is the Jay Sean show now. Wait a minute now. He's like, who is that? You said, who is that, Miles?
Hey,
sir,
we need you to sign. We need you to sign a petition. We're trying to fire O from being a host. So.
You're trying to fire.
Hey, man, look, man. Listen, you got to come through a whole lot of suits to get to me, bro.
See, he's a fake love, bro. He's a fake love. He wants you to think he know about it, but he don't know squat about love.
Hey, I'm Dr. Love. What you talking about? You better ask
but,
all joking aside,
I'm fucked up.
Sometimes love do make you commit suicide, too, now.
Yo, nah.
Yeah,
yeah, if you're going that far, then you're
sleeping.
Yeah, it do. Some people fall in love and they lose it. Man, they lose their mind.
Oh, I like that. I'm fuck love and you Dr. Love. All right. Hold on, everybody. Right. Everybody just hold on. I want to take another caller. Sarah, don't go nowhere. I'm going to keep your line open, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see who we got on the line. 8806. It's OG. Who this be?
Yo, we're shaking, huh?
This is why. We in trouble, y'all.
Yeah, y'all. Hey, we finna turn the Raiders up.
Here comes.
I got my wife. Y'all cut that static off. Y'all hear coming.
It ain't the WAP.
Hey, I've been
I heard about your brother, man.
No. Okay, I think I'm good now.
I don't know. It just started.
What you trying to say? I echoed in the time.
Yeah, you might have to call back.
We got it. Hold on, everybody. Hang up and call right back, WAP.
Okay, let me do that. I'll call right back.
All right. Joe Biden, the echo's still there. Somebody listening on two phones. Hello, is it still there? It's Dom, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it still there? Yo. I think that was still alive. Oh, no, it's still
doing
it.
Oh, no, it's still doing it.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
You got the clothes.
Wait a minute.
We gotta get this ready.
Wait a minute. Maybe I got too many lines open. I don't know. Let me see. Everybody, just stay with me for one minute.
Testing.
Okay, that's going now. Wait a minute. Yeah, because that's Miles' phone. One second. Let me bring O back. O,
yes.
You back with me?
You still got a little bit of feedback.
Right. Hey, I go.
Hold up. Wop, you back with me?
Yeah. Yeah, I go. You hear me?
All right. Yeah, I hear you. Hold on one second.
We good.
Sarah, you back with me? Sarah, you back with me? Yeah, okay. That was Miles' phone doing that because Miles still on, but I can't.
Yeah, you're the only one that got a Joe Biden phone.
But I messed up.
That was the echo.
At least the Obama's work. And Joe Biden's is all jet.
Wait a minute.
That was no Joe Biden phone. That was that dumb Trump phone.
Hey, Wop, what's
no
up?
Free
what's
phone.
Up, you
the,
what's up with you in
the
hey, what's going on, man?
Same old. You know, we up here. You know, I'm with the bullshit tonight. You know, trying to make
okay.
it happen.
Well, me and my wife finna turn That's it up cool. for y'all. Then we gonna take it up or not?
Oh, ain't nothing wrong. You gotta. I gotta let people know this is my man Wop. You know, he in Atlanta right now. Him and his wife Veronica, and they friends to the show, and they've been married. How long you been married?
How long we been married? 41 years. 31.
They've been married.
Like it.
31. They've been together 41. They've been together 41 years, but they've been married.
Yeah, we got to get them a round of applause for that one.
We're going to keep it going.
Yeah, you deserve
that.
Hey, you deserve that.
We do. What we talking about tonight?
Well, we was talking about. I think young lady was Sarah. We was talking about how many times should you give your heart to somebody? You know what I mean, like. Even better yet, this was one of the questions that was sent in. How many soulmates do you think are born for you in your life? Is it more than one soulmate? Because I know you met your wife, Wop, and you've been together 41 years. So that was
your soulmate. That was about the 50s.
20. So before her,
did you have any other soulmates that you thought was a soulmate?
Not no soulmate, but I had girlfriends. TJ, plenty of them.
But not so. Huh?
No. Hey, not no soulmate. Well, my wife and I had plenty of girlfriends. These y'all the pimp back in the day.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
You told me that.
So you only had one. So she was your only soulmate. The only one I think was going to be able to stand up in the fire was her. Hey, Veronica, was Wap your only soulmate? Yeah, she had a bunch of those.
Dan Marino was one of them.
Hey, she had a busload, cuz. She had a busload of soulmates. She only had one, and he passed away. Okay. That's the only way I got in. Oh, okay. At least you keep it real. Yeah, we ain't gonna lie. At least you in there.
But what she was talking about with the love thing, you can't fall in love with everybody like they said 2 weeks. You got to give it time. Yeah, I think most people
don't
get pussy, to be honest with you.
I mean,
you can't rush love.
Yeah, you sure can rush love. But if you rush it, it ain't love. It's just like growing a fruit tree. You got to water, and it takes forever for it to grow. So you can't.
It's different love. It's different things, different stages with love.
It's only one love. It ain't no different stage.
I love everybody.
That ain't the kind of love we're talking about.
I know that. That's why I say it's different love. You just
well, what kind
love
of love? What kind of love we talking about, Wap? Hey, the one that when you say death do us apart. Hey, Wap. Talk to me. Hey, Wap. So we was talking earlier about unconditional love through sickness and health and sickness, something like
right.
that.
Right.
Have you had any health scares, or have your wife had any health scares? My wife has some, but no, not me. But hey, I was dealt with it through the thick and thin of all of them.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, she had about two or three back surgeries. She had about two back
mm-hmm.
surgeries on her back. Yeah, my wife was messed up once upon a time, but she, hey.
We wasn't together, and he came up here and took care of me.
Well, that's nice.
Oh,
I'm so proud of you.
Wow. Hey, man.
I'm so proud of you,
Uncle Wap. Man, when I told you, death do us apart, bro.
Yeah, he came and took care of me when I was here.
I myself. That's so I gotta remind everybody, if you want to line and you want to go live, you have to press 1. You could come on and talk about whatever you want to talk about, you know, but you got to press 1. Anybody on the phone lines that want to go live, you got to press 1.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bunch of topics sent in. I'm trying to pull up some of the topics before we could address them.
Pull them up. Let's get the rocking and rolling.
Sarah, you still here?
Yes,
hello?
I am.
Yeah, we still
here.
She's still. No, Sarah, she's still rocking with us. Okay, hold on. I want to pull up some of these people's topics because they sent them in. So I don't want to be like that.
Let's go through.
Hold on. Hold on.
Make sure they're not from Boston.
Hey,
Boston.
I bet they're from Miami. Top of the line, baby. Boston.
We didn't want to celebrate in Boston last night. That's why we let them win. But when we take it back down to the bottom, it's on and popping. All y'all invited.
Hold on. I'm having trouble pulling up the topics. Wait a minute. I'm trying to pull up some of the topics that was here. Wait a second. Damn topics.
Come on, Jay, you slipping on the air, baby.
No, something. I'm trying to pull up the topics. and it won't let me pull them up. Okay, all right. Here you go. Let me try to find a good one.
Go follow me. Oh, he got to find another topic.
What you want? What?
I'm sure, yeah, because a lot of people send topics and I gotta address some of them. I gotta because they probably listening.
Okay.
How do you feel about everything about women or choosing partners? Oh, somebody said when choosing a partner is spirituality. I'll let the Reverend answer that. When choosing a partner, is spirituality important?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's important.
I don't even know.
I guess it's sound like being equally yoked.
All right, what that mean? I don't know.
Meaning, if it's in spiritual,
equally yoked. What that mean?
Me believing in having one mind, believing the same thing.
Okay.
You want some more? Yeah.
Equally yoked.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm really talking about. That you have to be equally yoked.
Wait a minute. So you think that's a good thing you're saying?
I think it's a good thing. The reason I say that because, again, the Bible says how can two walk together as they agree. But what I'm saying is you have to have the same mindset going into a situation. You might want to live in an apartment. I want a house. We have to come together to an agreement that we want to get the house. The house will benefit us more than renting an apartment would. You see what I'm saying? So you have to come to some type of agreement. And so that's all spiritual as well. Coming into agreement on things.
All right, equally yoked. All right, I heard that. Let's try this one. Why if a man have a woman at home, why do they still want another woman? When women all have the same thing. Why when a man got a good woman at home, they still go out to search other women when they got a good woman at home?
Because they're not getting everything they want from that woman at home. It's the cake and ice cream situation. You know, maybe that woman don't throw it back like that chick at the strip club throw it back. You know, that's just my personal opinion. It's different. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. A man is, you know, our desires are a little bit different, I feel like, when it comes to the opposite sex. And you got some women that are great women, but they don't. You know, some men want that freak after hours, you know what I'm saying? And not every woman can put that out. I'm just being real with you.
A man
in the other way don't got to do.
Yeah, I mean, a female can have them same desires, too, but I can't speak from a female perspective because I'm not a female. But, you know, as far as why does a man still step out, you know, you spend a weekend in Miami, you know what I'm saying? That'll answer that question by itself.
That question goes both ways, man. You might feel the same way when she is.
I mean, either way, I get it, yeah. When you might go to Miami, she might go to Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what happened in Jamaica stays in Jamaica.
What happened in Miami
But the question was, why when a man have a good woman at home, they can't just be satisfied with that? Oh, you said because a stripper is doing it better or whatever, what you said, something like that?
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, you can have a good woman at home, but she don't meet all your desires. Like, you know, a good woman doesn't mean she gonna necessarily, you know, give you the best sex in the world or cook the best food in the world or, you know, you know, just like a female, you're gonna lack certain stuff. And it's really, it's really dependent on your unconditional spirit with that woman, you know, on whether or not you're gonna bite the bait.
That mean that you can't get no woman then, because that mean that from what you're saying is, if a woman don't satisfy you sexually, if she don't cook good, and she don't do everything good, then a man gonna step out. That's kind of like a little over, you know, over the top, because a woman ain't gonna be able to do everything good. So if that's the case,
But you know, and that falls on the man. At the end of the day, that falls on the man because at the end of the day, in the beginning, you need to find. Hello. Oh. That falls because you should run through that checklist before. Me personally, I don't have that problem, but as a man, you should have your checklist before you commit to somebody and you classify them as a good woman. You know, if having good sex and cooking good food is part of your criteria of having a good woman, then you need to check them boxes before, you know what I'm saying, you get some woman that's classified as a good woman. You know, don't get a woman that just checks off you know, you need to check off your priority boxes before you check off your desire boxes. So that's how I'm looking at it, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, I can deal with a woman not cooking. I can deal with a woman that can't cook good. Mm-hmm. I can deal with a woman that don't cook good, but she got hella good sex. You know, I'm with that. You know, we can trade that all day, because shit, I'm the cooker in this house. Anyway.
So, do all men cheat?
Do all men cheat? I feel like all men have cheated. Yeah, of course.
Hey, that goes another two-headed question.
I feel like
all men cheat. And all women cheat just as well.
Yep.
And no woman can sit up and say she ain't never cheated in her life.
You do it too much for her.
You know what I'm saying? They blame it on the man, but that's something they want to do anyway.
You want to say that. You ain't kidding.
That's a two-headed question. The same thing a man go out and do, woman do the same.
If you ain't home, the mailman comes out.
See, that go the mailman.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Mailman, milkman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say, hey, Jay, that's a two-headed question you asked there.
And the mailman says, where your husband?
He's
never home.
Hey, what? Hey, what?
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed about you.
What it is?
Is that you always say that's a two-way street.
It is.
He know better.
No matter what scenario I draw up.
Let me tell you. We are male and female both got that animal in their nature. Ain't nobody can sit up and say they ain't never walked out that door and cheated.
Why do you do that? A wife would do it if you keep doing it.
A wife would do it because she wanna do it. Don't blame that on the man. See, that's what I'm talking about right there, Jay. Don't blame it on the man. And you done did it 49 times.
Oh, you don't know that.
I
want
to know that.
You don't
want to
know.
See what I'm saying,
Jay? And hey, we all have that natural temptation in us, man. You know. Sometimes them temptations are win.
Don't just make the man the bad guy.
The man, and ask you, why do you do that when you have a woman at home?
Same reason a woman do it when she got a man at home.
No, no, that's not right.
That's the truth.
No, that's the man at home.
You just said this man to come over.
Right, because the man ain't home.
You better watch out for that mailman.
Hey, you better watch out for him. He better not fall asleep in him.
So that's right.
Hey, if he hit, he better hit and run. He better not get good and stay. He going to go to sleep in him. Somebody ain't going to make it out.
Hey, I feel like women are better cheaters than men.
Talk to me. Hey, Wop.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, sir.
After 41 years with the same woman, right?
Uh huh.
Do you really think the same way that you think like when you first met her, like?
No, man, I better not catch.
Let me finish, man.
I know that ain't gonna happen. But get the question out. Get it out, Jay.
You said no before I even finished.
The mailman no better get caught up in here.
I forgot what I was gonna say, man.
You ain't forget.
Wop clean dusting his hair right now. He's doing all them shits up.
Hey.
After 41.
Hey.
What?
Go ahead. After 41 years, what?
You the grandfather of this show, Wop. You've been with the same. No disrespect or nothing, but you've been with the same woman for 41 years.
Yep. You make that sound like it's a bad thing.
I don't know what the fuck it is. I'm trying to figure it out.
Hey Jay,
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if it's a thing. I don't know what I'm trying to figure it out. I wish it was me.
Well, hey, you need to try. Now I'm going to tell you, when you try it, ain't going to be no good road now. Don't take the road straight going all the way down. There's going to be some ups and downs. There's going to be some dark. And there's going to be some light roads. So think about it.
41 years with the same, I don't know.
And it wasn't good. It wasn't easy.
It wasn't good.
He said it wasn't good. But we still
agree. Uh-oh.
That would sound like you were hollering back there. It wasn't good, but we still here.
It was good.
See that? She said it wasn't good. I can't complain.
Wop said I'm still here, though.
You're here.
Yeah, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
No, you're still here.
Oh, man.
Everybody say that.
If anybody on the phone lines and you want to go live, you got to press 1. You want to make a comment, you got to press 1. We got WAP on the line calling from Atlanta. We got a single white female on the line, Sarah from PA. We got the pastor on the line from the single pastor on the line from South Carolina. I'm looking for a first lady. And we got WAP and his wife on 41 years of marriage. And we got nephew O on here. AKA Dr. Love. And I'm AKA Fuck Love. Look. If anybody on the phone lines, you want to, like the phone lines, I see all the people on the phone lines. It's a lot of people on the phone lines. You know, press 1. You know, just say hello or give a shout out or tell us where you're calling from or something. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. press one and come out here and join the conversation. It's not illegal yet. It won't cost you nothing.
All right.
Come out. I'll take it easy on you. Call up. Just call up and say hello.
Hey.
All right, hold on. We got to come on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
4785 is live.
How you doing?
Hey,
how
what's
doing
going
tonight?
On? I got my sister on the line.
Uh-oh. Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
Somebody said, uh-oh.
Uh-oh,
that goes
Lisa,
the one that tell old people. Yes, I do. Watch what y'all say about Lisa. I want to make a comment on why men cheat on good women. Most of the time, like Wap did say, if a woman cheats on a man, it's because she wants him. So let's get that clear that, you know, we all decide that we want to cheat on a person. It's our choice. But you know how when you were younger and you used to go out with people and then you broke up and everybody say, he didn't even know he had a good woman. He wouldn't know he had a good woman that was standing in front of his face. I think a lot of people don't realize that they really truly might have somebody really good until it's too late. And then you start thinking about it because, like they said, you think the grass looks better on the other side. Every woman and every man could give you what you desire. But you both have to have that same, like Wap and Veronica, you have to have that same type of relationship that you feel that you could both enjoy and share and communicate the things that you want and you don't want in your relationship. But when a person holds back and don't give of themselves or be truthful, then the person feels inadequate and then wants to move out and go be with somebody else. I always tell people my story, but the first time I got married, I used to cheat. I cheated on my first husband. But I cheated because I felt that, not as far as the sex, but I felt that I wasn't getting the attention that I needed, even though I was trying to be the best I could be as a wife and a friend, you know what I mean, as a companion. So as time went on and he just kept doing what he wanted to do with his friends, I just felt that I needed some attention. So then that's when I went out and I started being with somebody. Now, was it right? I can't say if it was wrong, but it's what I felt that I needed in my life at that time. So was I a good wife? I believe I was, you know what I mean? But I did. Obviously, he didn't because he didn't want to be where he needed to be at. So it's all type of situations. And like someone said earlier, it's not about a woman because she cook, because she clean, how she keep herself up, how she look. It's how that person feels about your mate. Like Wap and Veronica, you could tell that no matter, they don't have a perfect marriage, but you could tell they have a marriage that works because they make it work. And that's what people got to realize.
But,
this is what you make.
But
it's not what it's together. You gotta make it work. And I always tell everybody, every day you got to work on your relationship and your marriage. Every day, whatever you do in life, you have to work on it every day because that's what's important to you. And that's going to be the outcome as time goes on because you put the work in. But if you're not willing to put the work in, nothing could become of it because you didn't put no work in it. It's like a business.
But do you feel like you have to betray, if someone has betrayed at your trust, do you feel like they should be still classified as a good person? Or somebody that you should have to go above and beyond for if they betrayed your trust? Because in your situation,
you cheated. I'm going to tell you something. When I cheated, it wasn't about him. It was about what I wanted. See, that's what people do. They take it personal. You can't take it personal. When a person cheats,
that is personal.
That person.
Everybody to make mistakes.
You can't even personal mean that you didn't do anything wrong. That person stepped out on you. That's on that person. You can't take a guilt trip on yourself for what somebody else did in life.
So do you still
classify
yourself as a good person at that point if you cheated on him? Is he really getting a loss if you stepped out and cheated on him?
Yes.
You
know why?
Mm-hmm.
I do. You know why? Because when I got married, I told him what I wanted. And he purposely, when we got married, we had a baby right away. And then all he did was hang out with his friends and drink, never brought the money home. And I sat and I had to work 4 jobs, and I had to take care of 2 children. So, yes, and I kept my home going. But
you didn't know that?
While,
you didn't know he was like that before you said I do?
No, no, because he didn't. He pretended
that
he was somebody else.
You didn't know he was a heavy drinker?
No, I didn't know it. He wasn't from up here. He was from the South, and I was from the city. So I
didn't
know anything about his family or him.
You just wanted to be married.
Yes, I met him in June. We got married in October.
Now, what you think that was?
That was too soon.
That was too soon. That was just a hit and run. That should have been there for fun.
No, it wasn't too soon because I was ready. He wasn't ready.
You weren't ready. Neither one of y'all
were
ready.
I was ready.
You didn't know each other. Tell you what. You thought you were ready.
But I was willing to get to know him. I was willing to get to know him.
Hey, you couldn't have been willing to get to know him because you wouldn't have stepped out that door like that and went and cheated. Now, could you say he ever did that to you?
Okay. Y'all want to get deep, so I'm going to tell you, okay? Okay, listening? You listening? Okay. I stepped out to take care of my children. I stepped out to get money to feed my kids. It wasn't all about as far as sexually, it's what I needed to take care of my 2 kids. That's why I stepped out, okay?
So he wasn't worth a damn from the giddy-up.
That's right, once I found out.
I think you got married too soon. Yes, me.
Yeah, me too.
Of course, but when you're young, you don't think the way you do when you get to be another age. Like when I got married
the second time,
I was older.
But when you're young, you don't even, marriage don't even go through your head when you're young.
Nah.
You got to work on that shit. Yeah, you got to put a goalpost for being married. Okay, if we 20 years old, let's put a goalpost on there. Like, if we still be together when we turn 30, let's try that. But in the meantime, you got 10 years to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And if you commit, do it. If you ain't commit, move on. Because y'all think that was too soon for y'all.
A lot of people get married young.
Back in the 70s, people, that's what they did. They got married. It wasn't no living together. It was you get married. That's what you did.
I think a lot of people misinterpret what love really is at the end of the day.
Hold on, y'all really can't say that.
You really can't. Because some people who did get married young are still together today.
That's because that's all they knew. They never stepped out. You know, these are people coming out of high school that ain't lived life.
Back in the day, it wasn't just that you got married. Your parents brought you up. You went to church, and you knew that when you got older, you got married. No. I said back then when you went, when you got married, you knew that when you were dating, you was gonna get married. That's what we did back then.
Yeah, because we always wanted what our mother and father had. We wanted the same kind of marriage. Yeah.
You don't know what kind of marriage your mother and father had.
Well, my dad was a rolling stone, so I don't know.
No, when you see your mother and father married and they getting along, everything good, that's what we all want as we get older.
But we
kind of relationship
you,
too.
You,
You see the good, but you don't see the bad of that there because they don't show you that there. But it ain't all good.
Of course not. Of course not. But some mothers keep that away from you and some don't. But when you do see the good, that's what you want as you get older. There's a lot of people out there got married at sweet 16, at they high school sweethearts, and they, most of them still married, and they go through things. Marriage just all depends on the both of you. It depends on the both of you. That's what y'all want.
Our parents got married at that age. Our parents were married when they were 14 and 15. So what are you saying?
When we got old enough to recognize our parents' relationship, we always like, okay, dad is in the house, mom's home. That's what we want.
No, that ain't all. I don't know what bad you were looking at, but that ain't all. So you got your daddy. My daddy used to come in when he wanted to come in. But my mom stayed there through thick and thin. So,
yeah, but all marriages wasn't like what your daddy and you went through. Every dad's got to go to work, mom stay home, dad come home, every mom in the house, and everything's cool.
Both of my parents worked.
Yeah, but you
got
to remember, back then, women couldn't work, so your mother had to stay in the house.
What you mean?
There wasn't no jobs back then. It wasn't no jobs back then for women besides housekeeping. That's it. It wasn't no jobs back then.
That was the women were working in the white folks' house. It was a job back then. You had to go work for them white folks, clean up their house, and do all that.
Not every man wanted a woman to work. No. Every man didn't want a woman to work back then.
Two checks better than one.
I like
working. I love to work.
Yeah, but there are a lot of men out there who didn't want their woman to work. They want them to stay home and take care of the kids.
That's right.
Hey, I don't know what kind of life that was, but I always thought two checks was better than one. That's my opinion.
That's true too. But if there are men who say, look, you stay home, take care of the kids, I'll go to work and handle it. Because back then it was easy. It was well taken care of at home where a woman could stay home with
the kids
and take care of the family.
No.
Most families didn't need two checks back then.
Yeah, you did need two checks back then. You always going to need two checks.
Nah. I said most people didn't need two checks. My mother and father been together for 50-something years. And he was the only one working, and she stayed home and took care of the family. And it was only one check coming in, and we were well taken care of. We didn't go for hunger. We didn't have to starve. We had good clothes. We had everything we needed. But she was working, and he came home with a paycheck. But back then, everything wasn't as pricey as it is now.
But it was rougher back then than it is now. It was rougher.
Yeah, but back then you had a paycheck where you could afford to take care of your family. But now you got to have more jobs to take care of your family.
Back then you don't know when the white folks want to lay you off. They just look at you and just lay you off. Two checks better than one now. Because it's always time when that man can't work on that same job forever and ever. Because it's a grueling job out there. They out there building streets, building bridges and all that there. He come on broke up every day. So why not two checks is better than one? If she able to work, help him out.
Yeah.
That's why me and my wife stuck thick and thin together. Because two checks, three checks, four checks better than one any day.
Well, everybody know that, but we talk about two different generations now here.
No, we're not talking about different decades.
Yes, sir. Back in them days, stuff was a whole lot cheaper than it is now.
But money was hard to get. If you had a good job back then,
money wasn't hard to get. If you worked for your money, my father worked at the same company for 57 years.
What you're making, a dollar a day?
No, he was working at Kessler's Plumbing Supply. He was a driver.
But he was making a dollar a day.
Enough money where we had our place was always full of food, our refrigerator. We had clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet, and we went on trips. Because he knew the value. We knew back then how to spend money, and we didn't spend money crazy. And price and rent wasn't like it is now. Come on.
A dollar ain't like it is now. A dollar back then was number 10 cents back then in them days. A dollar wasn't like it is now.
Yeah, what part of you took? You was living in Miami. Maybe that's why that was happening in Miami.
That's it.
Can I ask a question?
Miami, baby.
Can I ask a question?
We live good. We live good. We had a nice, decent place to live.
Listen.
Where you live at?
We never got our lights cut off. Our rent was
where
always paid.
Wow. We never had that problem either. Where you from?
I'm from Jersey.
Let me ask you a question.
Jersey?
That's right. I lived in Jersey all my life. I lived in Jersey all my life. But the thing, I got a main question right here.
I got a logical question for y'all. I understand all the war stories and who worked where back in the day, but none of that shit matters, man. We in 2023.
Yeah,
so get that shit outside.
We know that. We talking about
understand it's a different
times than it is now than back then.
Hey, back in the day, it built this foundation for us today. So don't
y'all
tell me
to
that.
Turn
then.
To the history channel, man. Turn to the history channel.
The only thing
now,
now, of course, today a lot of young people do get married. Some of them stay together. Some of them don't.
Yeah. But everybody bring it, and it takes
more than one check to bring in a house.
Of course, because the way things is now. Of course, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
See, I mean, know that. Ain't nobody stupid here. We know that. This is 2023. You got to work like you're a Jamaican now. 8-9 jobs.
I said it.
They had to work like they was a Jamaican back then. It was the same thing.
They didn't have to. We were living much better back then than we are living now.
You know what Miles was doing back in the day? He was in the factory making skirts. That's what he was doing for his money back in the day.
First of all, when my father used to work back in the day, he would only bring home like $20 a week. I don't know what people are talking about. It was nobody making no money.
Not my grandfather.
My first job I had.
But it still was a cost of living. You was living good.
90 cents an hour. That's all I made was 90 cents.
Yeah, but we was living better than we living then. Now we was living better then than we do now. Right now, today, a lot of people are stressing.
Credit cards and everything.
Okay, but see, listen to this. Back then, we sat at the table, we eat dinner. Today, you hardly even have the family sitting at the table eating dinner. Because half of them was at work, the other ones running around, and they eating fast food restaurants. Back in them days, we had dinner at the table. Mom was cooking a real dinner. You barely get that today.
Everybody running to McDonald's or Burger King.
Mom is working two or three jobs, and Dad ain't around. And then you got to bust your behind to take care of your family.
We didn't go to no candy stores. Your parents bought real food.
Exactly. We knew what real food was back then to compare to today. If you even talk about black eyed peas and lima beans to these kids today, they're like, what is that? They don't even know what black eyed peas is.
But how can you cook it for them if your mother, if you're at home,
you're a single parent, you got two jobs, you got to get 2.5 jobs to pay your bills. That's what they do today. Just like your mama got down and cooked for you.
That's the same thing you want to do for your kids.
They had two homes.
The reason why them kids going out there eating Burger King and McDonald's is because your parents today don't want to talk.
Let Lisa say what she was saying. Say that again, Lisa.
You know, the men always been out there. They had a woman at home, and they had another woman on the other side of town, and you knew that your father had another family on the other side of town. Nothing has changed. People are still the same. It's just more out now than it was back then. But everybody knew that. Papa, like you said, Papa was a rolling stone. He laid his hat wherever it was his home. Come on, let's stop.
Exactly.
I'm finna go back to what I say. That go both ways. Now that drunk can go out there and walk too.
We don't got no song. We don't got no song. Y'all got a song.
That
go
both ways.
But they don't have a song for women like that, do they rock?
What you do in the closet comes to the light. That's the name of it.
It wasn't no closets back then. You know it wasn't no closets made back then. There's made closets.
Hey, you better believe you got a step brother and a step sister from your mama and your daddy. Think about it.
Yeah, of course.
Huh? Don't just flame that on pop.
Mama's baby, papa's lady. You know that.
That's right. Mama walked to that mailbox.
Your mama had every man in her pocket. So, boy, she was a bad woman.
Hey, you do it to them. Don't let them do it to you.
Everybody got
why you sound like why you sound like that come from experience? Why?
I'm trying to tell you, but everybody got a step brother and a step sister from both
so
sides
got,
of the
do
family.
Do you got kids out there your wife don't know about?
Yeah, she know about all mine.
No, I'm
and
saying, do you got kids out there she don't know about?
If she don't know about it, I don't know about it neither.
I hear you. He ain't
yeah,
riding himself out.
Hey, I know how to walk out the house and don't hang my damn self.
You gotta take care of him, not me, so I don't care.
Hey, she should have told me that it was mine. Don't wait now to come tell me that, nigga. I ain't gonna believe that.
That's part of life. We just gotta accept it and keep it moving.
If you fed them, they're yours.
Huh? Say that again?
I said, if you fed them, then they're yours.
Like the judge said, feed them till they look like you.
I ain't going to feed them if they ain't mine. I refuse to do that. Yours were mine.
Yeah, I feel sorry for your stepkids. If you ain't going, they ain't yours, you ain't feeding them.
Hey,
Uncle Jay.
Hey. They mama should have been feeding them, and they stepdaddy over there should have been feeding them. I told you, it's a step to every goddamn thing you do.
Hey, did Susan hang up?
Who?
Where Jay at?
The first lady was
out. The lady that came out earlier.
Jay still on?
Jay probably got a shot glass. You know, he's been out all day. He's probably tired because he was fishing down there all day.
No.
Fishing. Yeah, he went out to get some catfish.
Oh, I don't like catfish.
Y'all got catfish in New York?
I love catfish.
And Jersey? Yeah, we got catfish in Jersey.
I thought it was number salt water. Now, I'll show you how much I know about it.
Nah, we ain't all that bad up here. Why? We got good things happening. You know, we don't have a murder rate like y'all got down there in Atlanta and Miami.
Hey, only reason I would look bad because they get reported up there in New York and Jersey. Half of them still in them old abandoned ass buildings y'all scared to go in. There's a bunch of more killing down there than in Miami. Now, don't tell me that.
I ain't mad at you. I believe you.
I'm just saying that. They find the dead bodies in Miami.
Now, do they go out that dark down there where you at right now?
Do they what?
When the street lights go off, do the black folks run around out there at night?
I'm in Klansman Town now. Stone Mountain, Georgia.
That's what I'm saying. Do y'all go out there when the lights?
Every time I go out
when
there,
the street lights
me and my
go,
nine
when the street
minutes
lights come out, do y'all be hitting the streets?
Hey, everywhere I go, my gun go. That's my
I
best friend.
I ain't mad at you, man.
Me and my best friend. That's a song. Y'all get that song. Me and my best friend.
Yeah, I heard about that. That dude from the Proud Boy. They gave him 18 years yesterday in prison.
But they should have just let him walk the street. Come out here and get free before we can bust him out.
The head guy in the Proud Boy, he's black.
Well, he white now. Yeah.
Hey,
I bet you what? He ain't proud to be sitting in no prison cell.
He gonna be proud. He's gonna be a proud little woman. That's all he gonna be, cause he ain't gonna be no boy no more. That patch over the eye gonna be used. He gonna be used in jail.
Yeah, he'll be all right. They gonna unmix his ass though.
But check this out. Hey, we can walk out of our driveway. And look right across through the bushes over there,
and see Stone Mount, we see them crackers up there burning their cross some night.
We used to see that in Patterson over here, two blocks from my house,
man. They still doing that crazy stuff over there, man, in that mountain.
Yeah, we saw that over here in Patterson. We was growing up in the 60s on the other side of Held and Nab over here in Patterson, man.
Man, that dropped that quick. Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Hey, Miles is a European man. Don't let him fool you.
Who?
He's European.
Oh, jealous because he don't know what his nationality is because he don't know what he born or what he hatched.
Omar, flip on your quick.
Check out the name he got. Oh my God, that's what they call him. Oh my God.
Oh my God, had to call his white dad on me the other last weekend when he was in town, man. I was really shocked when he did that to me. Call his white daddy for me, man. What's up with that now, man? Are you serious?
Yeah, he don't. Hey, see, his wife wear the boxer shorts in his house. He wear the panties.
I believe that. Hey, we were talking about the Miami Dolphins' perfect season, and Omar didn't want to believe me. Now it took me 5 hours to convince him about the Dolphins and their perfect season. He called his white daddy, and he telling me in 3 minutes the same thing it took me 5 minutes to tell it to him to believe that there. I told him.
Oh, you mean so he didn't know Miami was 17-0 back then?
He didn't want to believe it. That wasn't the argument.
The fact that you a Miami Dolphins fan, but you got Redskins paraphernalia in your house.
Because I'm about a dollar.
I'm a Redskin fan too, bro. I got a 1943. Hold on, everybody.
I want to ask the pastor a question. Pastor, are you there? Pastor.
You know, Pastor Tune. I don't know when we get beat.
Pastor, are you still there?
Hold on, his phone might have dropped. Hold on, I got him.
What up?
Miles, how you feeling tonight?
Miles.
He back?
You all right, sir?
Yeah. Just for the pastor. Okay. No more putting stuff on the floor. Okay. Hey, you're a big girl. You know how to do
that.
Okay, babe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry if y'all heard me yelling. I was checking on my brother.
Oh,
okay.
You heard me yelling. I was checking on him.
I think we lost the pastor. I can't get him on the phone.
Okay, because Jay is asleep. But Sister Pastor is not WAP and Veronica, I wanna say to you, Miles also, like, I know we always talking about cheating and being with other people, but if we look back in time, that's why I wanted to pass it on. Even in the Bible, men were married and they always had a concubine, a maid servant, they had children by them. I don't know why nowadays people act all, you know, up about something when that stuff been going on forever. How about when we were slaves? It was married and sat down there and came down and, to the slave quarters and made babies constantly and sold us. I mean, it's a thing that has been going on for 1,000 years, maybe more than that.
Exactly.
We have the, what you call it? If you got a good woman, then be happy you got a good woman. You got a good man, be happy you got a good man. Because it comes a long way. You know what I mean?
Right.
People got to start respecting each other and start, you know, caring about each other, because the way life is going on now, it's going downhill. You know, it's going downhill. Like Miles will tell you, just the town we live in don't look nothing like it did when we were growing up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We let a lot of people come into the United States, and a lot of them landed on Planet Rock Patterson, and it's not the same. And they brought all their bodies from their country over here.
Everything's changed with time.
It looked like Patterson's a whole new different country.
It's supposed to get better. It's supposed to get better.
Who
it's not supposed
that?
To get worse.
Hey, like the old saying, it get better with time. It get better with time. And time is passing, and ain't nothing getting better.
It done got a whole lot better. Cause, babe, you want to talk about back in the day when our ancestors was out there in the field picking cotton and bleed out their hand. We don't do that right now. So it has got better.
There's slavery going on in this country.
Well, you a slave?
Nope, but there's still going on in this country.
My point. Well, that's their problem.
You got slave workers still in this country. These foreigners come over here, they work for like $4 or $5 an hour
Every time you clock in at work and clock out, you're a slave. If you don't own your own business, you're a slave. You're a slave to whoever you work for.
Not necessarily. A slave has shackles around their
feet. They tell you how much they're going to give you, and they tell you how much they're giving you an hour.
You work for a paycheck squad. That paycheck you get, who give it to you? Who name
years.
Is on that paycheck when you get your name, and who said it to you? Your boss.
Mine. I don't look
your
at the damn boss. I look at my name on there. That's all I need to see. My name on there. And when I take it to the bank and put it in my bank account,
if he
my name
it,
going
he had to sign it.
If he don't
sign
that check, your name ain't gonna mean a damn thing on there. That if your company
name
ain't
on
that check, if your company name ain't on that check, it don't mean a damn thing.
I worked 8 hours for it. I guarantee you they gonna have my name on that motherfucker.
Yeah,
and
if your name
pay.
Ain't on that check, your check don't mean a damn thing. Now, them 8 hours you be making, them 8 hours you working, like if you making like say $600 or $700 a week. That motherfucker making $4,000 or $5,000 a day off your ass.
And I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him.
Yeah, but see, that's you doing the slave work. You doing all his work for him.
That,
he's sitting in the office and saying, all right, brother, why I want you to go down there and unload that truck with five other guys. And I pay you $10 an hour.
Hey.
And you do that, and then he's sitting up in an office sucking on a martini, playing with his secretary, and you're making him money. You living
now
over where you
out.
At right now, he on a yacht some damn way. Don't
and
tell me that
out.
Ain't slavery.
And I'll tell you one thing. Let me tell you this here. Now, with the little $10 you claim that I was making an hour, that dude that's sitting over me making $1 million an hour, I bet he can't sleep at night. But I damn sure can walk in my house and go to sleep. Thank God
yeah,
for
but
what
he
I
don't
got.
Have- Because he laying back on his yacht going across the ocean, sucking on
and
my tie.
And
you go home sitting on the middle.
I know about them yachts. Trust me.
Hey,
the bottom line, like you said, every time you get a paycheck, the guy who gave you that check, you work for him. He ain't working for you. You work for him.
I work for the people. I work for a hospital. I work for the people. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to
serve. Who own the hospital? Who own the hospital?
I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Give me mine. Give me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm going to do my job, but you ain't going to stand over me with no whip and tell me what to do.
He ain't going to admit to the fact that he working for the white man.
everybody might work for the white man. But I tell you what, I'm going to live to get 90. That motherfucker died when he parted 50. Worried about the million. When they gonna
be
gone?
Yeah, but if you say one bad thing to them, your ass would be on an unemployment line, wouldn't you? Who got the power after when that happens?
I do.
When you get up in your boss face,
When you get up in your porch, man, he can take that check away from your ass, can't he?
Hey, no,
no,
yes or no.
You know who you talking
about. What's your grandpa?
Yes
grandpa
or no? If you would, no, listen. If you working for this man and he just walked up, you said, "Look, your ass fired." Who gonna win there? He do.
I'm gonna win because
you out of work.
What?
I'm not out of work.
You out of work?
Work.
That man can come down there and kick you off that line in a heartbeat.
He won't put his hand on me. That one goddamn thing. Will be.
I ain't talking about putting your hand on you physically. He can just, as soon as you pick up your check and open it, and you see a pink slip, your ass is hit.
Listen to me. Okay, one door closed, right, and another one open. Don't let them crack and take your blood pressure.
I understand that. I'm not saying that you can't get another job, but I'm just saying. I'm not saying you can't go get another job. I'm just saying.
Go get it.
Your boss have control over you in that company.
He ain't my boss no more. If he fired me, he ain't my
exactly.
boss.
Exactly. And then you out there on the unemployment line looking for another job.
Now,
what if you go get another job, and
you get another job,
and he have to own that company, too?
You walk out of one door into another door.
That's true. I understand that. I'm not saying you don't do that, but I'm saying the boss always have control over the employees. He could fire your ass anytime he wants.
Hey,
and he ain't
going to
lose a dime by firing you, is he?
Nope.
And
I'm not mad at it because it's
another job. You be trying to fire you another job, but he still be getting paid.
Hey, but he just lost a good employee, goddamn. But that's all I can tell you because I'm out. I ain't going
to I know. That's cool. I ain't blaming
you. That cracker can kiss my ass as I walk out the door. I'm going to walk right across the street into the other hospital. Hey, the jackass across the street just fired me. Y'all need me to do what I was doing over there.
Turn out, and then they show you like this. Well, then they're going to say to you, well, the jackass across the street who fired you on this hospital, you standing in right now looking for a job.
Okay,
now you're fired again.
I'm going to keep going. I ain't gonna let no dope slam in my face.
I ain't mad at you because I do the same thing.
You know what I'm saying?
There's always a job out there if you're looking for it.
That's right. I ain't gonna let no dope close in my face and it stay closed. I refuse to do that there. That day, like when I die, I don't know if I'm gonna let the casket close. I might just push that motherfucker right back over. I ain't ready to go yet. That's how I feel about life.
Especially if you're still on them blue pills.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna be on some kind of pill, y'all. All y'all come to my casket, come to my funeral, and the casket closed, you better stand back. Pastor, I hope you be there preaching to me because I'm going to push that goddamn door and tell all y'all, I'm not ready to go yet.
It ain't going to close. He's still pumping them blue pills. It ain't going to shut.
There's a whole lot of them that ain't going to shut.
I know that's right.
But like I say, bro, don't let no white man get you down. That's the worst thing you can do. You know how you kill a cracker? Smile walking out the door and show he can kiss your black ass, motherfucker. You ain't the only one got these jobs. That's the worst thing you do. You tell a motherfucker, hey. That's how you kill a cracker. Kindly. I kill him kindly.
My granddad had
Hey, trust me. That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's don't right. He died in the sun takeover.
Hey, don't sit there and take that shit from the white boy. Y'all kiss my ass, bro. I'm going to move on. He's talking about them hospitals. But I just say, that's what I said. I walk out one door and go in another. Hey, the jackass crossed the street. That's what I'm going to tell. I'm telling you the truth. The jackass crossed the street and let a good man go. What y'all want to do? That's how I do. That's how I talk to you.
Then you go in the office, say, you know that jackass, because he said, yeah, you talk about my uncle.
I don't think.
They don't like each other neither. That's why they cross the street competing against each other.
That owner doesn't have to be of the Caucasian race. The owner can be black. If I...
A black guy owner, what hospital do you know?
I mean,
name a hospital
of,
you know where a black man owns.
I
want to know this one.
You got Indian.
Name a hospital
Jackson
where I can
Memorial.
Look. No, now hold on.
Jackson Memorial.
What's the name of it?
Jackson Memorial in Miami.
Jackson
Memorial in Miami, Florida.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up.
Hospital that I'm gonna have.
He's only a CEO. That's it.
He's just a CEO?
Yeah.
That's
that. I don't think he own it. They probably put him in charge, but I don't think he own it.
He own it.
I'm going to check Jackson Memorial
in
Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, what part of Florida?
Miami.
Miami, Florida. Gotcha.
Hey.
I hear you.
Look it up.
He should
own. I know the people that own the hospital in Patterson is Dominican.
Hey, back then, when all the white folks that started owning the motherfucker, they dead and gone.
Yeah, that's back
we
in the
own.
Day, man.
That goes way back.
This new generation don't see color, man.
But my.
Y'all ain't that shit thing of the color. Only thing get a color when a cracker turn red. That's the only color you like to see, a red-ass cracker.
Yo, the way you say that word cracker, you be really hitting them up.
Hey,
I told you. I see them
over
there.
He said with authority, too. Them crackers.
I see them over there. I see them every day.
He hit them hard, too, them crackers.
What the fuck they say? Hey, go that nigga. Same thing. Back with that nigga over there, okay? If I'm a nigga, you a cracker.
Yeah, because they the ones that give us that name, niggas. They the one called us that back then.
And I call them what they call me. You want to call me a nigga, I'm going to call you a cracker. Talk to you.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson said, white people call us color, but every time the winter comes, they the ones changing colors.
Yeah. Not just winter, when they die. When they die, give them about 2 hours, they turn black. See, that's the real natural color.
And when you slap
color.
One of them, you squeeze their arm, they, all of a sudden their hand is all dark. And
that's
I love
right.
the fact when they be talking about that, and then they go to the beach and put all that suntan lotion on just to get dark.
They want
to
be black. They want to be black. You black. Just realize that there. You black. Stick with it.
So you saying back in slavery days, the white women seen them mandingos down there and they went and jumped on them?
They jumped right on them. They jumped right on them. Why you think there's so many mixed motherfuckers in this world? Now, ain't there 100% white boy in this world?
Hey, watch it, buddy.
I refuse to believe that. There's 100% white boy in this world.
I'm mixing up, bro.
Lisa,
you better change the topic, Lisa.
Let's not do a show on this topic.
Yeah, let's stop this here. Let's stop it right now before we start.
I think they offline on it. They just out there now.
I'm gonna have to let y'all go, but I'm gonna let y'all have a nice holiday. I got my girl.
All right, you
son,
take care, Lisa.
Yeah, he's gonna be crying in the background. But look, everybody have a nice holiday and a nice weekend.
All right.
And I'm gonna take care of this little one right here. But have a good night. Thank you.
All right.
Y'all do the same. Peace.
Yo, what up?
Hey, this could you cut this thing off for Jay? Cause it's gonna run up on his bill.
I'm about to cut it because I don't know Jay sleeping.
Yeah.
What's going on? But yeah, man, I have a
jack
good
up
night.
His bill.
I appreciate everything, man. I'm gonna finish these chicken wings, man, and do what I do.
Okay.
I appreciate everybody
OG
coming out tonight.
I'm on
to OG for to go back in his cage.
I don't want that. Okay, go take that. You can still get the cold water. Don't give me no frozen one.
Yeah,
get away from me.
But yeah, man, y'all enjoy your Memorial weekend, man. I hope you have a good one. We're going to be rained out in some of these areas. But make it
hey, y'all
do
the same. We'll holler.
All right, man.
Yo, Watt, man, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Watt.
Hey, I'll be back next week to holler at y'all again. Same time, same place.
All right, my brother. Stay breezy.
Hey, you do.
And watch
right.
out
God
for
bless.
Them crackers, like you said. Watch out for them crackers.
Hey,
why do one thing? Why don't worry about the just don't get the crackers that you eat now.
Saltine crackers. I know the difference.
Yeah.
Saltine.
I love you, my brother. You be pleased.
Yes,
sir.
All right, man. 8 o'clock
man.
Next week. Next Friday.
Do
yes,
same.
Sir. All right.
All right, y'all.
Yes,
have a good night. Good holiday for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.